Hi folks. So at some point the weather will get better and these will be less gusty and everything. But I quite enjoy doing them and I hope you can put up with sound quality. Big truck. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit today about Owncast. Now, most of the folks of you who listen to these will know about Owncast, but for those of you that don't, it is your self-hosted streaming service, program, application, whatever, piece of software. So you can instead of Twitch, instead of streaming on YouTube, stream from your own website, on your own terms, whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. You plug your OBS or streaming software in, RTMP? RMTP? So you use OBS basically the same way, and it's really easy to install. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. I try and do it the quote unquote proper way, which is get your executable, you put it in the is it the OPT directory for the extra executables, and I give it its own user, but I don't think you have to do that. You can just run it as whatever user you happen to be, and then just log into the dashboard panel. You have to set it up with a reverse proxy, but doing that on Kaddy, which I talked about in the last voice note, is absolutely easy. It's so much easier to do it in Kaddy than it is to do it in Nginx, or Nginx as I like to call it. But I'm sorry about the wind again if it's cutting across the mic. I'm hoping these kind of phones are pretty good at sorting that out, but I apologise if not. And you do a reverse proxy through Kaddy to get the chat to work. That's literally just a line of configuration. You know, you choose your subdomain or domain, and it's great. Because I used to really enjoy streaming on Twitch, really, really enjoy it. But the trouble is, the more of an asshole Amazon become, the more people, you know, like me, who actually give a shit about, you know, not necessarily even necessarily about privacy, but like, you know, are just aware of like in-shitification and Twitch just getting worse and worse and worse, not only with their policies and their inconsistent moderation, but also the advertising is rubbish, the website is rubbish, you know, it's just not good on any side of things. There are a few people I know who do stream on Twitch, and I wish I could catch them, but you know, it's tricky, and you got to watch them at the same time they're streaming, otherwise it doesn't quite, you know. Some streams, yeah, you can watch after the fact and it still lines up and makes sense. I do that with speedrunners, but most of the time if I'm watching my friend's stream, I kind of want to be there in the chat with them, you know, and that's kind of how I stream too. That's why I like Owncast, is because you don't actually need to like sign up for it. You just put in your name and you get chatting. So, you know, and of course YouTube is technically better, but at the same time, it doesn't seem to sort of focus on streaming as a priority, and the self-hosted option is great because you don't need a whole lot of disk space, you don't need a whole lot of resources, you can do it on almost any kind of server, and you know, no adverts, runs nicely, you know, it's a bit of latency but nothing you can't work around. So for those of you that don't know, check out my website and I'll put the make sure the Owncast is there. Could of course also follow it on the Fediverse, but I post it out anyway whenever I do go live, so I keep meaning to go live a little bit more often, but there we go. But anyway, just a quick one today. Just want to let you know that actually, yeah, if you're thinking about doing it, give it a shot, because it's really easy to set up. You don't need a lot in the way of server resources, and the experience is
user experience is actually pretty excellent. So there you go. That's my recommendation for today.